All right, well, we're here with Sherry Davis, who is an environmental studies major, and I am just going to proceed with some questions. So, Sherry, where did you transfer from?
I transferred from North Seattle Community College.
How long ago was that?
3 years ago.
Okay, how close to the degree are you now?
I'm ending this quarter.
Oh my goodness, congratulations.
Yay!
Wow. How was your transfer experience?
My transfer experience was good. This campus was a little intimidating because of its size. Compared to North Seattle, it's very large. Mm-hmm. But I got to know my way around after the second quarter, so it was more comfortable.
There's a learning curve.
Yes.
Great. Had you done any legwork before you transferred, choosing majors, visiting campus, transfer Thursday, anything like that?
Yes, I did. I did transfer Thursday, and I did just come walk around campus and look at building names and try to find my way and get familiar with the campus.
So how and when did you choose your major, which is?
My major is ecology and conservation.
Okay.
With the POE. That's my emphasis. And then my minor is with ESRM, environmental science
and resource
management. Resource
management,
yes.
Okay.
That's it. I kind
in
of
the College of Forest
Resources,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So I did some studying about the POE before I transferred to UW, and mm-hmm. so I knew about it. And originally I had decided to double major in POE and communications, but then just decided to go with the POE because I took a few communications classes and decided I didn't want to go that route. But
okay. Had you always had an interest in things pertaining to the environment?
Yes.
Yeah.
My whole life, pretty much.
Early on,
mm-hmm.
following your interests there. So now, tell me, you are participating in the Spring Celebration of Service and Leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your ecological restoration project.
We are doing a very exciting project over at the Washington Park Arboretum. Mm-hmm. It's a group project, and you enroll with Restoration Ecology Network on campus, mm-hmm. and they teach you all about different restoration themes, how you would approach a different kind of ecosystem. And ours is a riparian zone, so we have a creek running through our site. So there are different ways that and techniques you would do restoration in that kind of site. And so we have a 10,000 square foot plot, and it's been great. The project is very successful. All the invasives are staying out of the site, and we've planted over 1,000 trees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, with 1,000 trees, you had to have had manpower and some money as well.
Well, what I did was I sent an email to over 50 nurseries in the state and asked for donations. And 8 of them responded, and it ended up donating over 1,000 plants to our project, which was $3,000 worth of plants. So
wow.
It was very notable.
Wow.
Our budget for this project is they do course fees taken out of our tuition, $30 a quarter per student, and there are 6 of us. There's just a little over $500 to spend, and so our budget wouldn't have covered nearly the amount that we received, or that we needed.
Excellent. And then have the 6 of you done all of the planting, or have you also had to manage a team of volunteers?
We have had to manage a great team of volunteers. Every weekend that we've had a work party, we've had new people coming in, so we've had to train them on planting and invasive removal. And we've done a lot of advertising through email, telephone, through our websites, in-class announcements, so we've had a great turnout of volunteers. We were very lucky.
Wow. Now, is this turning into, have you also been networking then with folks in the community? Post-graduation, what are your plans? Has this presented you with any job opportunities or anything like that?
I'm looking into that. I'm just kind of delving into looking at careers in restoration. There are things that I could do with the EPA, nonprofit organizations, mm-hmm. Department of Ecology. So yeah, I think it will open doors, especially considering we've produced like a 60-page document documenting all of our work, like a packet of the whole process of restoration. So it'll be a nice thing to show for when I am applying for jobs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How did you get this idea? What the Washington Park Arboretum?
Well, through the program on the environment, you need to choose a capstone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like your senior project for the year. And I was presented with that opportunity or that option to go with the REN, which is the Restoration Ecology Network. And I'm so happy that I chose it. It's a great program. Kern Ewing is a professor that runs it. And they put you into different groups of 5 or 6 people, and they find the clients for you, actually. And so they had the Washington Park Arboretum already kind of lined up. And
okay.
We were assigned to that project.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. So when you come to do your presentation at the Spring Celebration of Service and Leadership, what did you learn about leadership and or service?
A lot. We did a lot of service. I felt like the greatest thing I learned was definitely educating volunteers on why we were doing the project, that you weren't just simply pulling weeds, that you're actually restoring an ecosystem. A lot of people kind of think, oh, I'm out here working for 6 hours pulling blackberries, but then it's really important to share with them how you're making an impact on this environment and why you're restoring it, not just out there pulling weeds.
Great.
Yeah, so that was a good experience.
And why did you choose to participate in the Spring Celebration to come talk about your experience?
Because I've had such a great time with it, and because I also kind of want to promote the REN program. I think it's an awesome program. It teaches you so much. It teaches you how to communicate with a group, work in a team group environment. It teaches you how to work with volunteers and all the important aspects of restoration. And the people that run it, the directors, are great. They're great teachers. I want to promote the program and share my experience.
So if prospective transfer students wanted to learn more about that program, they would contact the program on the environment?
Yes, Trina Sterry is the advisor for the REN.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's in the POE office.
Okay. Now, jumping to a slightly different topic, I see that you've done some work at the Bothell campus.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Oh, well, I actually haven't done restoration work over there. I'm
taking coursework?
Yeah, taking coursework there. Mm-hmm. So I'm just taking stats over at Bothell. I find it to be a little bit smaller of a class compared to the stats program at UW.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to go over there. The class is way smaller and you get more one-on-one.
Right.
Because the stats and math departments here, chemistry departments here, are very competitive and the classes are very large. So I thought that option would work better for me.
Go ahead.
It's going great. But we have looked at restorations projects over at Bothell. There's a multi-million dollar wetland restoration site that is doing really well. So they use that as an example. Corinne takes the REN classes over there to look at the work that they've done.
Great. Yeah, that's why I was wondering if there was a connection to the wetland. And has cross-campus enrollment then, where students are eligible on the Seattle campus to take classes at the Tacoma or the Bothell campus, and the situation is reciprocal.
Mm-hmm.
Did registration work out fine for you?
Yes.
From my perspective, it's sometimes a little bit challenging for students.
It is. What I do, what I would recommend if you want to take a class off campus, off your original campus, is contact the teacher and get a hold of the professor. I've done it several times. And then a lot of my friends that go to Bothell are coming over to Seattle campus. They always contact the professor and say, hey, I'd really like to get on the list, the waiting list. And then the professor usually emails an ad code.
Okay.
And you're only supposed to be able to wait till the first day of the quarter,
right,
which can get tricky.
That's right.
But a lot of professors, if they know your name, then they'll get you enrolled right away.
Okay. So what do you know now you wish you had known before you transferred?
Well, before I transferred, I wish I would have known to take Spanish 103.
Very good advice.
I did not know that we needed 3/4 of foreign language, and so now I'm finding myself taking Spanish 103 this summer, because I'm technically graduate at the end of June, and you can still graduate but take 5 credits the following summer quarter, and so that's what I'll be doing this quarter. And I have a few friends that are taking one class to graduate, which isn't a huge deal, but I just found myself, I think I should have really laid out every single quarter which class I would be taking every quarter for my major, and then filled it in if I had room with different classes. Yeah, so I think planning and being organized is a huge plus.
Excellent segue. What advice do you have for prospective transfer students?
I have 3 points of advice. The most that stands out in my mind in attending University of Washington is get to know your professors, your TAs, and your fellow classmates. I think it's really enriched my education to go to the office hours and study groups and build connections on campus. It opens up doors for you. For instance, if you want to get letters of recommendation for graduate school or even for jobs, it's really important for your professors to know who you are. Go to class. It seems very obvious, but I think going to lecture is a huge deal. I mean, if you miss class, I did that a few times the first couple of quarters I was here, and I felt like the quarters that I attended every single lecture, I did so much better on tests and papers, and And yeah. And the last one is, if you have an opportunity to do study abroad, do it. That was the highlight of my education. I did the study abroad in Costa Rica mm-hmm. for sustainable development. It was amazing. And I met people that I will be friends with for the rest of my life. And also made really good connections with the professors that teach down there. We lived there for a month and it was so amazing.
Now, how did you find out about that program?
I found out about that through POE, kind of, again, because I was taking one of their core classes, and the professor that was teaching that core class also led the study abroad program. So the POE is very active with letting their students know about study abroad programs, because one of the emphasis of POE is to do international studies.
Right.
So you get to hear all about the study abroads, and I can't say enough about it. It was incredible.
Excellent.
I loved it.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, is there anything else that you would like to say, have the opportunity to say?
Yeah, I think that I've touched on all the points I wanted to make. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.